I'm Steve Miller reporting. China's government says it will counterattack if President Donald Trump goes ahead with plans to raise U.S. tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods.
The sanctions will be imposed on seven...
Apologies for the audio. The Ministry of Commerce spokesman Gao Feng called the United States' behavior utterly unreasonable and that Washington seriously misjudged the situation and made a big mistake. Gao Feng also said that Beijing was fully prepared and will, without hesitation, counterattack with great strength, but gave no details. Three people are dead after a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia's capital after the first explosion occurred at an army checkpoint at the airport road in Mogadishu, injuring one soldier. A second car bomb detonated shortly afterward near Benadir Junction. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the two explosions. The first bomber apparently was heading towards Mogadishu's international airport but was stopped by soldiers. The heavy fortified airport houses embassies and is a major target for al-Shabaab extremists. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab often targets high-profile areas of the capital and holds large parts of southern and central Somalia. Syrian Republican Guard forces pushed into the last rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta on Friday, according to state television. And a war monitor said that heavy airstrikes killed at least 27 people, including five children. This is VOA News. Dr. Christine Blanchard, the medical director at Salisbury District Hospital, gave an update on the treatment of ex-Russian